Hi, this is Liz.
And this is Kim.
Thanks for joining us for our 8th episode of Season 2 of Keep Up with Liz and Kim.
So we are really marching into the new year. Literally, it is March.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. And it kind of feels like spring.
It does. It's warmed up a little. Hopefully, we'll hold on to this. Who knows? It's Michigan.
I know. Fake spring always happens. Yes. But this year, what are we really focusing on this year, Kim?
Supporting local.
That is literally me and Kim's job, is to support these local businesses, support Ada, support the community, and we need your guys' help.
Yes, we do. It's as we're coming out of this cold season, we really would encourage you to keep this top of mind, to keep Ada vibrant, to keep our businesses viable. It is super important that each and every one of us is making choices where we're supporting, eating at the local restaurants, looking for that special outfit at our local boutiques. We really encourage you to keep that top of mind. We're going to be doing some marketing this year. Liz, do you want to talk a little more about that?
Yeah, so we are going to start a support local marketing campaign. We really want these businesses to succeed. Behind every business is a person, is a family. It is a community member. So our job here is to really support these businesses. And again, like I said, we need your help.
Yes, it's always very exciting when we cut the ribbon and everyone's excited to try new things. But it's the long-term patronage that really does make a difference. So again, as you're making choices for where to spend your dollars, let's reinvest back into Ada.
Talking about local, we have The Lark. The Lark is a wine bar that will be opening soon, and we are super excited to have May here. May Graceffa, she is the owner of The Lark. We got to know her over time, and she comes from a corporate world, now jumping into small business. If you guys don't know where The Lark is, it is right next to the hotel facing River Street.
All right. We're super excited to have May on the show today.
We are super excited to have May with us today. May, we always joke that we start with the hardest question. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about the business that will soon be opening in Ada?
I sure can. So just a little bit about myself. I was born and raised in Madison, Wisconsin. So just across the lake, and I'm a Wisconsinite. So born and raised in Madison, Wisconsin, and then I ventured off to Minneapolis looking for a bigger city. And so I went to the University of Minnesota. So kept it in the Midwest. I apparently love the cold and decided to always find colder places to live. So Minneapolis it was. And so I went to University of Minnesota, and so I'm a Gopher, where I met my husband and lived there for college. And then after college, we both moved back to Wisconsin because he's from Wisconsin as well.
Okay.
So then we lived in a suburb of Milwaukee where I worked for Kohl's Corporate. So I've been in corporate America for almost 25 years prior to my new adventure. But worked at Kohl's Corporate for about 15 years in retail, and just really learned a lot about business, right? And just learned about different categories of business, whether it was private brands, exclusive brands, women's apparel, shoes, kids apparel, housewares, all sorts of different categories. And then from there, I had someone reach out to me and explore working for Meijer Corporation. And so I made the jump and worked at Meijer Corporation for 7 years. And most recently there, I was in the toys category, school home office, and books and magazines. And so really, again, continued my learning in the world of retail and business, and just being able to adapt to a different company and learning different categories of business was really a great change for me and learning Michigan, right? So I moved to Grand Rapids, and we've been here about 8 years now in total. And loved my experience at Meijer and really loved the people there. They were phenomenal. And so just had a really great experience with that. And I love how much they give back to the community. So
yes.
It was such a great opportunity working there. And then from there, I decided to hop off on my own. And really an opportunity came my way through our chef GM, Greg Killemeyer. So he brought this opportunity to me around the wine bar, the Lark Wine Bar, which is attached to the Ada Hotel. And so we've been working on that for a little over a year now. So, some of you may think that, maybe it's just been a little bit that we've been working on it. But behind the scenes, it's been a passion project and a lot of work over the last, 12 months to get it ready and going for everybody here in Ada.
So fun. That's an incredible career trajectory. And so a wine bar. Are you a wine lover?
I don't know too many people that are not wine lovers. I feel like in my circle of people, I love wine, but I think more importantly that, and I think what was really interesting to me about the concept of the Lark is it's also about connection. And so we are a place where people can come and connect with each other, whether it's their family, whether they're friends, whether they have an hour in between kids' practices, or they have a whole evening that they can devote to us and catch up with, you know, somebody. We have no TVs. We really want it to, again, be about connection. We're going to have awesome music that plays in the background that won't interrupt your conversations, but it will be kind of a little bit of a compliment to them. And it's a place where people can have a good time that has amazing wine and amazing food. So I think that's kind of where we're hoping to be a little bit different than some of the other places around here, and really just focus on people being together and enjoying great wine.
How has the jump from going corporate to now jumping into small business? I feel like so many people may want to make that jump. So how has it gone for you? And any advice, thoughts, comments?
Oh, man. I don't know how long this podcast can last. I could talk for hours about this. But I guess what I would say is it's really difficult and it's really, really rewarding. So, you know, when corporate America, when you have your legal counsel, you have your marketing team, you have your social media team, you have accountants, you have, you know, all sorts of teams that support you, you can really focus on your own swim lane and really kind of say, hey, like, I know these teams have these things covered. And I think when you go off on your own, you have to learn all of those things on your own, and you just don't have the same roadmap as you do in corporate America. And so for me in corporate America too, I had such amazing mentors. I was really, really, really lucky. I am not quiet. I'm not shy. So anytime I didn't know what I was doing or was unsure of the next path, I found a friend, I asked for help, I asked for mentorship, and I feel like I had such a great luxury of people that could show me the way. This is a little different. I'm finding my own path and finding a lot of different people that are helping me and learn, but at the same time, it isn't the same network of people, and so it's a little bit more difficult to find, you know, who's going to help us with our liquor license lawyer needs and who's going to help us with our, you know, accounting needs, and there's so many different things. And so I think that's been a little bit harder. So there is no roadmap. There is no kind of direct path on all of the things that you need to accomplish. So I think it's hard, but at the same time, every single day you're like trying something new, learning something new, and really just saying like, I'm going to go after it. And it also is different because you have more skin in the game because it's your business. Oh, yeah. And it's not, you know, a corporation that, you know, you're playing with their money. Now you're playing with your own. So it becomes a little bit more, you're more invested.
Most definitely. And I bet you find even the small wins are super rewarding.
Oh, I love the little wins.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Because you have figured it out and you know how to proceed.
I don't know if I'd classify it as figuring it out per se. Fair. But baby steps for sure. Like, I, you know, there's little things that I just think, you know, every step that we've passed with, you know, our liquor license has been a huge win because there's probably, you know, 10,000 steps that go into to going through that process, or Kent County's food department, which they've been so great in helping us with a lot of things. But, you know, I think maybe people don't know all of the micro steps that take to get these licenses. And, you know, I think those are the things that I would say are huge wins that I do celebrate, like, every moment.
Yes. And I think a win for Ada is when I first came into this position, people always tell me what they think Ada needs and what it's missing. And one was an independent bookstore, and Amy opened Plumfield. Yay. And another was a wine bar. And people said, wouldn't it be great to have a wine bar that faces Legacy Park? And then you came along, and when I heard you were opening the Lark, it's the perfect fit. So I think people are really curious. Tell us a little bit more about the wines, where you're sourcing them. Will you have a, I never get this word quite right, sommelier? Thank you. And what type of food will Greg be making?
Okay, so we're going to start out with the wine. We are sourcing our wine from 7 different companies. And, you know, I think sometimes you say, hey, like, that might be a little complex to manage. At the same time, we really wanted to bring such a great assortment to the Ada community. And so we really felt like when we did our research on each of the companies and what wines each of them carry, we just couldn't just stick to a couple of them. We really felt like we needed the breadth and the assortment from all of them. And so when we think about the types of wine that we're going to carry something for everybody. We are going to carry European wines. We're going to carry California wines. We're going to throw some Oregon in there. We're going to have some Michigan in there. You know, we really want to make sure that we're giving everybody something that they can really, you know, want to drink. And so whether they want an adventure and try something, you know, that they're not used to, we'll have great people working that can help you with those things and kind of explore different wines. If you like, you know, if you really like, you know, deep reds and you love a great beefy cab, we got cabs for you. And if you're feeling like a little bit of bubbles, we got great bubbles for you too. So we'll have probably about 25 glass pourers, and then we'll have many, many more bottles to choose from. So we'll have a pretty big assortment from a lot of different people.
Are you guys going to do an organic wine?
We are. Actually, woo-hoo! We have about 20%. The old corporate me, of course, I've like dissected all of our wines on, you know, like what the varietals are, you know, what percentage is what. And then, of course, like good, better, best pricing. So we have something for everybody's price point. But natural wines, we have about 22% of the assortment that's going to be in natural wines. And I think they've come a long way. I would say even like 3 to 5 years ago, sometimes you would try a natural wine and you'd be like, whew, that's got the flavor to that, right? Nowadays, there's so many of the natural wines that I've been tasting that I'm like, I wouldn't have even known that was natural unless you told me it was natural. So, you know, they've come a long way. And so we've been really excited to be able to have, you know, close to 1/4 of our assortment.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's going
to
be good.
And what a great career where you get to taste wine.
It doesn't suck, that's for sure.
Will you be offering wine flights if people want to try different types, or is that something?
So maybe down the road we will. I think right now to launch, we're not offering them. But at the same time, if somebody wants to try a taste of something, we're for sure going to be open on that. Like, you know, hey, we think that you might like something like this. Would you like a try of that? We're definitely going to be doing that. Probably a lot.
And buy the bottle, right?
Like, of course. So we have a side. So we are a wine bar, but we also have the side of the location that's also bottle sales. So we'll be selling bottled wine. We also will be selling a couple of our favorite things that are local to Grand Rapids area that we love and we wanted to bring to Ada. So Cheese Lady Cheese, which, coming from Wisconsin, I am a cheese lover. I am a cheese head, I self-admitted. And her cheese is so phenomenal. And I just love it so much. And Heather Zinn and her team do such a great job with a great assortment. And so we're really, really lucky. We're going to be selling Cheese Lady Cheese on the retail side, as well as serving it on our cheese boards. And then also Mokaya Chocolate. I am obsessed with them. They are so amazing.
Yes.
We had another meeting with them yesterday, and they were like, it was 10 a.m., and they were like, do you guys want a creme brulee? And we were like, yes, please, thank you.
Why did you ask?
They do such a great job. Mm. Their sweets are just second to none, and so we're really, really, really proud to be able to sell their chocolates in the retail side, as well as serving them on the menu side, too. So if you want a chocolate flight with, you know, your wine, by all means, chocolate flights we will start with.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
And their chocolate flights are incredible.
Incredible.
So good. Everything there. So
it is.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the food too? Yes. So obviously you're going to do some like wine and food pairing. So can you talk about that?
Yes. Chef Greg. So Greg Killemeyer is our chef GM and he is phenomenal. So he's put together a really thoughtful menu of little plates. And so, you know, I think what is interesting to me about little plates is how you combo your little plates can really determine like how you want to spend your time. So if you wanted to spend all day with us, we would have food for you for all day that you could kind of eat and say you want something a little bit more substantial. We're going to have these amazing ham sandwich sliders that you could have, or we have an amazing chef's panini. We have these really beautiful salads. You know, we have, of course, as I mentioned before, our cheese platters are going to be just really, really delicious. And a handful of desserts too. And we have a bluefin crudo that is to die for. So we'll kind of have a little bit of a spattering of little plates.
I love that. So you truly could spend the whole day there.
You could. You could spend a quick hour, or you could spend a quick 6 hours. Whatever you're fancy.
Maybe our next podcast will be at the Lark.
Live from the Lark.
Live from the Lark for 6 hours.
I'm not opposed.
I'm interested on how the end of that podcast would go if we had wine throughout.
Right.
Probably be the most listened to podcast, I guess.
I love it.
So we talked a little bit about it, but you are starting a brand new business. Yes. Can you just talk about the challenges that come with that?
Yes.
We talked about from the corporate to the small business, mm-hmm. but just the general challenges that come with starting a small business.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really, really interesting. And I think, you know, it's every single little detail and every single big detail, and they all persist in these challenges. And I think, you know, I you know, joke about, you know, some of the things, but even, you know, when we're looking at what our servers will wear and the uniforms we're going to wear and what is everybody else wearing in the village and how do we make sure we have our own unique, you know, kind of point of view on how, you know, our servers are going to be and serving our guests and how about the signage, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, what are the details of our decor and our design inside? And, you know, how do we make sure that we're handling our social media and really making sure that we're gaining enough followers so that we can kind of sustain a really healthy business? And so I think all of the 10 million decisions that it takes to get it off and running and then all of the decisions that we'll have to make once we're up and running, I think are the things that have been the most challenging things. But at the same time, I'm sure there's a lot of them that I don't even know about. That's the other thing. So I think if you think about corporate America and moving forward and getting things accomplished there, you had that path. But here, I think there's things that you're just not even sure that you're not doing. And I think we'll learn a ton in the first 6 months to 1 year of being open, all of the things, those other things that we might not be accomplishing that we'll quickly learn.
Oh, yeah. And then be able to quickly pivot, too. That's the nice part about small businesses. You know, with corporate America, it runs through from the bottom up, or from the top down.
Right.
Runs through from the top down. With small business, it's just like, let's pivot. Tomorrow, mm-hmm. we're going to make a change.
We love that. And that's the thing I think, you know, for us, like, you know, Greg and I talk a lot about it. It's us, right? Like, mm-hmm. We are the two decision makers, and we are the people that will be able to pivot quickly. And we've even talked about how do we utilize QR codes and specials so that Greg has that flexibility. If there's a day that comes with some sort of inspiration that he comes up with a fabulous little plate, like update it and then our QR code will update and then we can serve people that same day, right? Like we can be really nimble. And I think the Ada customer deserves that, right? Like I think there is a great community here around people that come frequently, and I think that they like to have newness, right? Whether it's seasonality newness, right? Like whether you're, you know, getting ready for spring and you want some sort of a fresh salad that has, you know, produce that's really fresh for the springtime, like Greg will be able to give that to you. And I think we have that pivoted ability. I don't even think that's a real word.
What?
Ability to pivot.
Ability to pivot.
Yes.
we can make up words on this.
Yeah. I make up new words all the time.
Yes. There we go.
I love it.
Now I'll try to spell it. Right? We're just talking about how we can't spell. Yeah. So, you know.
We'll have to ask Suri how to spell that one.
Yes. Most definitely. Well, I love that you and Greg are so realistic and have set really great expectations for what you want to do. And I think it's going to be very exciting to see how the first 6 months to a year go for you. And like you said, with a small business, you wear so many different hats. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a learning curve every day. But that's part of the fun as well.
I think it's just really exciting. I think you wake up every day and you say, like what's going to happen today? And you know, what are the things that I need to accomplish? And, of course, you start out with your list. And then somehow throughout the day, like, new things come on the list, things you didn't know, things that you did know, you know, and you have to pivot. And I think that's exciting. I feel like, you know, I am kind of at a time in life right now. Like, my kids are getting a little older. They're 14 and 16 years old. So, you know, they're hanging out with their friends a lot, and I have a little bit of different time that I can devote to learning new things. And I think that this will probably be the biggest challenge of my life in learnings. So,
and with a challenge, so what motivates you each day? Like, how it gets you out of bed? What keeps you motivated?
I just have a curiosity for things. Like, I think, you know, there are certain times where, you know, you wake up and you're like, okay, like, I can't wait to learn this, or what's going to be new and exciting, or, you know, I just think that curiosity fuels me into motivating me to do more. And I think when I think about the Lark Wine Bar, I love Ada. Like, Ada is like my jam. Like, I am here a lot. Like, I leave after this podcast, I'm going to come back in like 2 hours to get my bangs trimmed at the James. I am going to, you know, I have a meeting at the Lark later, you know, I love it here, and I just think that that this was such a great opportunity, and I think that that fuels me to make such a beautiful establishment for the people here that want to come and enjoy it. And so, you know, I think that that really fuels me. And I also think being a good example for my kids. I have two daughters, and I, you know, I think about all of the things that, you know, I got to do in corporate America, and then now I'm able to do, you know, with the Lark. And I think hopefully that shows them that there's so many different hats that we can play in the world, right? Whether we want to go corporate America, whether we want to open our own small business, whether we want to, you know, do 10,000 other things. The world is our oyster, and I like being an example to my kids to show that too.
And just taking a chance on yourself, because that's really what you're doing. And that's amazing for teenage girls. It's really taking a chance on yourself and showing that I'm going to sit here and learn, and I'm going to sit here and try my best at something I've never done before. And that's wonderful.
Yeah. Thanks.
So, yeah. Okay, another question. Why the Lark? Where did the name come from?
Oh, man, we worked so hard on names. We had probably thousands and thousands of names. We had a group chat. We have a group chat with, our the construction company, our designer, Greg, myself, and we just started throwing names out there, and we went through so many names, and nothing ever felt right. Like, we just really... We were like, we know when we hear it, we're going to feel it's right. And so our brand designer, so Ashley Kinsey, she is who manages our brand. She came up with a list of names, and the Lark was on there. And what we loved about the Lark is there's a way to phrase it when you're on a lark. And on a lark means like you're on a whimsy, you're on an adventure, you're on an escapade, like a frolic. And it's just, it's like a really fun, happy, jovial thing. And so we loved kind of how symbolically, you know, Lark was about that. And then we also love that it's also a bird. I have a bird. My house is a zoo. I have two teenagers, three dogs, and a bird, and a husband. not in that order. But I love birds. I do. I think that they're really beautiful. And so I loved the kind of like double meaning of Lark. And so the Lark was one that we all kind of were like, yeah, we kind of like that.
Mm-hmm. And so I love it.
The Lark, it is.
Yeah.
I've liked it since I heard it. Now, knowing a little more history behind the meeting, it's perfect.
Yeah. Thank you. It's so easy to remember. I think sometimes people think they overthink their brand, and it's a hard word to pronounce or hard word to remember. Where the Lark, that's a very easy, rolls off the tongue, easy to remember. So, how can people stay connected to you and the Lark, and how can we as a community support you guys as you're coming to your opening?
So a couple of things. One, I would love anyone to follow us on social media. So Facebook and Instagram, we are The Lark Ada. So then you can kind of also track our progress, right? So we are in the midst of construction and our final inspections to get our liquor license and our food license. So follow us on social media to kind of hear more about our grand opening. And then once we're open, like, come in, see us. Yes. I think, you know, we would love for people to come and visit us. We're hoping for a March 27th opening. And then we also will have a ribbon cutting on April 15th.
Yes.
So we would love for everybody in Ada to be connected with us in person and then also on the socials.
Excellent. This has been so much fun. Thank you for joining us today.
Of course. Yeah, thanks, May. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. All right, Cam, should we jump into the Fast Five?
Let's do it.
All right, number one, the Ada History Center is open for 2025. Stop in to check out the new temporary exhibit. It's all about looking from the past to now.
Yes, that should be exciting. It's called Change, and definitely check that out. All right, I am super excited to mention the Ada Forest Hills Extravaganza. This is the week it is happening. You guys have heard me talk about it before, but March 8th is the big day. This is a community event. We've added all kinds of fun things. Touch a truck, a custom covered bridge Lego build, live entertainment featuring some of our local dance schools, great bouquet showdown. All kinds of wonderful things. Plus, over 80 businesses will be set up at booths. You can learn all about them. You can find some new businesses you would like to interact with. Some of our nonprofits will be there speaking about their mission. Really, so much wonderful stuff happening under one roof. We really hope to see you there.
Yeah, if you really want to know what Ada's all about, definitely check this out and get to know the businesses. All right, number three, Ada Family Dental is growing. If you guys haven't driven past the library and looked across the street, there is construction. So it is the old blue house that's right in between the church and the library. They are growing and building a new building, which is wonderful. We are so excited for them. Of course, Ada, we're supporting them, the growth. You guys should support them too.
Yes, they had their groundbreaking a couple weeks ago, and I think they're hoping to be open early fall.
Love it.
All right. Library programming. We always encourage you guys to check out to see what the Amy Van Andel Library is doing. They are doing On the Same Page again this year. You can find more information on their website. This year, they're bringing in two authors, and they're doing a lot of programming leading up to that event in April. They also have all kinds of classes and story times and wonderful things going on. So definitely check them out on Facebook, jump on their website, and come to the library and learn something new.
All right, last but not least, the first Women's Night of 2025. It is the Spring Women's Night. It is happening April 24th. It is from 6 to 9 p.m. Of course, this is always a favorite event. Come shop, eat, drink, hang out. All of the businesses will be doing something fun. Some will have different vendors, different businesses. Some will have food. Some will have beverages. So definitely come shop, support those local boutiques.
All right. If you want to keep up with what is happening in Ada, learn about the businesses and participate in our upcoming events, follow Discover Ada and the ABA on social media and subscribe to this podcast.
And as always, thanks for listening. I'll try to keep up.